It's our legislative report featuring State Representative Ben Harris of Hillsborough. Ben, this week the focus was on law enforcement and protecting our police officers more. I know a couple of bills went out of the House. Tell me a little bit about them.
Yes, the House this week we passed two bills that kind of help law enforcement officers. One was House Bill 57. It increases the penalties for certain offenses when these offenses are committed against a police officer. Over the last few years, attacks against law enforcement have significantly increased, and we're trying to increase some of these penalties to the individuals that are attacking police officers or setting them up and stuff like that. And we also had a House Bill 302. Which was also passed out of the House, and it establishes a blue alert system to kind of aid in the identification, location, and apprehension of individual that is suspected of killing or seriously injuring a law enforcement officer. That bill also establishes the Blue Alert Oversight Committee, which will be developed, will help develop criteria and procedures for the alert system.
I think both these bills will pass with no problem.
I would think so. I mean, they're pretty they're supported by a large group of people, and it seems like over the past few years there's been these large increases in attacks on police officers and stuff that have been pretty much just kind of ambushed in some cases are set up, and having the blue alert system and also trying to increase penalties and getting more awareness out there in the communities I think is a good step forward. I wouldn't think they'd have much problem getting to the legislature.
Missourians who like to travel out of country might have some real problems. I understand there's some legislators that don't want to go forth with this Real ID Act to change our identification to go into federal specs.
Well, there's a group of lawmakers out there, House members and Senate members, that have kind of sent some letters to the Attorney General Josh Hawley to try encouraging him to fight this Real ID Act. And the problem is, I mean, we've been working under a waiver since like 2005. And then the legislature actually passed a law prohibiting the Department of Revenue from complying and passed several years ago. And so starting kind of in January here, coming up next year, Missourians won't be able to use their licenses as identification to fly on airlines, even for, domestic travel. And so there's legislation also that's moving forward a little bit that would, bring us into compliance. So there's going to be a battle there. There's a group that are still against it and a group that's pushing for it. But the legislation that's been kind of worked out over the last year or so, I would think I think it's pretty good. If you're still worried about some of these the issues, you can get a driver's license that doesn't comply. If you're not going to fly, you're not going to, do any of these things, you still can get a driver's license that does not comply, or you can get one that does comply. So you have the option if you still have these privacy concerns. So there's the group that's really pushing against it. I just don't really understand that. I mean, if you're so worried about it, then just get the license that doesn't comply, and then you don't have to worry about it. But I think that could be a real problem down the line for people for work and everything else or travel. That they're gonna have to go get passports, which costs money and more money and can be hard to get sometimes.
Sounds like to me it might be the start of chasing people out of the state that have to travel. If they can't get it from this state,
yeah,
why not move somewhere else?
There's only a couple states left. I think we're down to, I think it's only like around three states left out of the whole country that are not complying, and Missouri just happens to be one of them. I'm still hopeful that we can get some legislation pushed through. I mean, there's still a pretty good group that's pushing for it. So we'll find out over here the next probably month or two if we can move it forward. But if you're planning on flying or down the road here pretty quickly, I would recommend probably going ahead and getting a passport. That way you don't have to worry about it.
All right. Hey, new license plates were unveiled for the Show Me State. Have you got a look at them?
Yeah, they look good. They look okay. It's I'm not sure when they're going to start. You'll be seeing them on the roads, but they kind of avail to the Department of Transportation. They have a new director, McKenna, Patrick McKenna, I believe. There, he's come on board, I guess, kind of last year a little bit there, and so they come out with that, and I think it looks good. And I guess every so many years they need to kind of update them a little bit.
Anything big happening next week?
Well, there'll be quite a bit moving forward. There's a lot of legislation moving through the committees and everything, and we'll see what it looks like. It seems like they're always changing. When the bills come up, they'll be combined with other bills, be amended quite a bit, and we'll see what they look like and if I'll be supporting them or not.
Ben, always appreciate your time. Thanks.
No problem. I'm glad I got to catch up with everybody, and I'll try to keep people informed. And I know also in my Conservation Natural Resource Committee, we passed out the HCR 9, which establishes the Joachim Creek Joint Task Force for the DeSoto flooding issues. It passed out 10-0, should be on the floor within the next week or so. And I know we've talked about that in the past, and the main part of that is safety and trying to set up an early warning system for the individuals that live right in on that Joachim Creek with the flash flooding.
Sorry, I forgot to bring that up, and that's going to be a great thing for the folks in DeSoto once that gets going, right?
Oh definitely, and that'll help out some people and hopefully save some lives.
And that's State Representative Ben Harris of Hillsboro, our legislative report on J98.